Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, November 16th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. An explosion that killed two people in the Hrubieszów district of Poland last night may not have been fired from Russia, with government officials urging caution and restraint as investigators continue their work. Around midnight last night, the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a statement that a Russia-made missile had dropped into the village of Przewodów in the Hrubieszów district of the Lubelski province. In response, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Zbigniew Rau, officially summoned the ambassador of the Russian Federation and demanded an immediate and detailed explanation. At the G20 summit in Bali, U.S. President Joe Biden cast doubt on the claim that the missile had been fired from Russia, saying it is unlikely in the lines of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia, but we'll see. The Associated Press later published an article claiming that initial findings suggested that the missile that hit Poland was fired by Ukrainian forces and an incoming Russian missile, citing U.S. officials it did not name. Polish President Andrzej Duda has expressed his condolences to the relatives of two citizens who died as a result of an explosion, most likely a rocket, which fell on our territory 6 kilometers from the Polish-Ukrainian border. Duda spoke early this morning after an emergency meeting of Poland's top security officials and conversations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, U.S. President Joe Biden, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Duda later announced it was highly probable that Poland would submit a request to activate Article 4 of the NATO treaty after a scheduled meeting on Wednesday. Although the Polish armed forces have been placed on high alert, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki and other Polish officials have urged citizens to remain calm and collectively exercise caution and common sense. Russia fired dozens of missiles against Ukraine on Tuesday in a new wave of attacks targeting critical energy infrastructure in Kyiv and other major cities. The missiles hit residential buildings in central Kyiv, killing at least one person in the central Pechersk district and leaving at least half of the capital's residents without electricity. The deputy head of the president's office, Kirill Tymoshenko, assessed that the situation across Ukraine was critical after missiles struck energy facilities, leading to emergency shutdowns. Parts of the capital were thrown into darkness, with the situation becoming extremely difficult, according to Tymoshenko. The situation was mirrored across the country, with the Washington Post reporting that at least 6 major cities were targeted during yesterday's strikes, including Kharkiv in the east and Lviv in the west. The obligation to wear a mask in pharmacies, clinics, and hospitals will be extended until the end of March 2023, according to Polish health officials. At a press conference on Tuesday, Health Minister Adam Niedzielski confirmed the government's intent to extend mask requirements through the winter flu season. As Niedzielski went on to point out, masks in a medical context where sick people meet do not protect only against COVID, but also against influenza and respiratory viruses like RSV. While the current scale of COVID infections does not pose a threat to the healthcare system, according to Niedzielski, data on influenza and other respiratory tract infections shows a more worrying trend. In the first week of November alone, some 100,000 cases and suspected cases of influenza were reported in Poland, with over 400 people hospitalized due to the illness.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the east. Temperatures will peak around a high of only 6 degrees centigrade or 42 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to below freezing at negative 2 degrees centigrade or 29 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures continuing to drop and the possibility of snow over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.